What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Landing on the Plains, all things Auburn football from someone who really lived it. Welcome back. I am your host, Chandler Wooten, former linebacker, team captain, and NFL vet. And today we got a great one lined up, man. I'm not going to lie to you just because there's so much going on. First and foremost, your Auburn Tigers stay unbelievably hot on the recruiting trail, adding 2 4-stars just yesterday. And at this point, the question is, for me, is a top 10 finish for this class on the board? We get into that. We break that down. Over the weekend, Auburn also had a player mixed up and a little bit of off-the-field issues. We break that down. And then finally, we get into Texas Tech quarterback Brendan Sorsby granted an injunction from a judge in Texas that will allow him to be eligible this upcoming season after being banned initially for gambling. So I'll give my thoughts on that and we'll dive into that. We've got it all right here on this episode of Landing on the Plains. So like I said, your Auburn Tigers remain absolutely scorching hot on the recruiting trail right now. It's honestly mind-blowing, and it's because we are, what, maybe 6-7 months into this staff being put together after, you know, having so much roster turnover. And for us to be sitting borderline top 10 in recruiting at this point in the summertime without ever having played a snap yet is pretty incredible, to be honest with you. And so at this point, like, I really don't even know what to think anymore, because it's not just the fact that we're getting these guys. It's honestly like who we're beating out. Like in these last couple of weeks, we've gone head to head, toe to toe with, you know, Notre Dame, Georgia, Texas, and they're going to get these guys. They're going to get them. So it's like this, like I keep saying, this staff is identifying guys that they want. And most of these guys are out of state. Like we have one of the lowest, I believe, you know, in-state ratios right now, as far as like percentages of guys in-state committed. And so, like I said, they're going out to get these guys and they're bringing them in. And so like, that's why I'm wondering, like, you know, is the top 10 class really on the board? Like it really is in play. And I think it'll come down to, you know, obviously it's still early, you know, being June. It's still so much to, you know, transpire, unfold, unravel. And, you know, ultimately it'll come down to also as well, like how many players do they want, you know, in this class? How big is this class going to be? I don't think anybody knows the exact number. I don't really think there is an exact number as far as like a hardcore, this is how many guys we're taking. I think it'll kind of like, you know, kind of go by feel or what, you know, need maybe. So we'll see as we get further down the line, but still in the hunt for some really good players as well that, you know, should pop here soon. Some guys that we're in the hunt for and still have the added factor of, you know, we're going to win some games this fall. And so I think, you know, obviously you couple in some wins, you know, this staff showing they can develop. You know, they've already got a spring under the belt. So imagine, you know, what success in the fall is going to do for this staff and this program. And so I think right now you have to be extremely happy if you're an Auburn fan. Extremely happy. Especially because 6 months ago, it was people, you know, absolutely clamoring to keep Hugh Freeze. It was unbelievable. And the funny part is they wanted to keep him because mainly because of recruiting. So now we got a coach who's building this shit from the ground up. We're getting blue chip linemen, fixing up the trenches, prioritizing, you know, the right guys, running backs, elite athletes. You know, we've got elite defensive pieces all over the place with more to come. And so it just makes you like go back and think like, wow, you know, it's a really good thing that, you know, people on social media, Twitter and these things aren't in charge of running these programs. Because, boy, we would have been stuck in hell. We would have been stuck in hell. And so, you know, I don't know. What do you think, Auburn fans? Like, do you think that Auburn is going to finish with a top 10 class? let me know in the comments, because I really think it's on the table at this point. And I think that would be incredible. I've been saying we're so far ahead of schedule, but I think we have to start looking at it from, you know, maybe, you know, and maybe I'm speaking to myself, but stop being kind of surprised by what this staff is doing and kind of start expecting it, you know, in a way, right? Because if they're doing this, we haven't played a game, and I know we're going to win some games, you know, maybe I need to raise my expectations. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. So, I mean, like I said, I'm loving it right now. I honestly believe the best is yet to come. It's going to keep rolling. It's not going to stop. And so looking forward to continue to see what they do, man, because don't get any inclination that it's close to being done. So we'll see how it continues to unfold. And, yeah, Auburn now knocking on the top 10 class right now. We'll see if they can sustain it. Moving right along. Unfortunately, over the weekend, Auburn did have a player get into a little situation off of the field. Deshaun Womack, a transfer edge from Ole Miss, was caught, you know, allegedly maybe speeding. Was reports that he was, you know, fleeing, and we're not sure how credible that is. And so obviously you never want to presume anyone to be guilty. You know, I'll always believe and obviously innocent until proven guilty. And so this doesn't appear to be anything that is necessarily backbreaking or anything that was, you know, absolutely morally wrong, anything that was, you know, out of the ordinary, honestly, to be honest with you, other than the fact that, you know, hey, if you got someone that's speeding, recklessly driving, that is a problem. You know, that's something that you should definitely take serious. Especially just because we've seen some athletes, especially here recently, you know, those accidents, things of that nature, that's nothing you want to play with, right? And then obviously, allegedly, reportedly being on a motorcycle, that just adds a different dynamic. So, I mean, if you got a case of somebody, you know, driving too fast on a motorcycle, whatever the case may be, I'm not sure. I wasn't there. All I know is it's created a slight bit of a distraction, and that's not what you want as a coach. And so I think just from Coach Golish's standpoint, you look at it like, you know, this is kind of my first hiccup since I've been the coach here at Auburn, right? At least publicly. And so, right. No, I mean, you obviously have to get all of the facts, right? You break it down, you get the facts and you see what's what. But I think from a coach's standpoint, like, hey, this is what we're doing. This is my culture. And there's just some things that we're now putting up with. And so, again, you don't know how true the reports are. I made a tweet the other day. It was pretty funny. You know, like right now we got to be locked in, not locked up. Not even sure if he went to jail, but just generally speaking, like, this is the time for us to be locked in. Like, not time for distraction. So any kind of distraction, whether big or small, like, we just don't have no time for it. And so from that perspective, it's an issue. I don't really think it's an issue. And I think it'll kind of come out over time as we get more of the facts as far as what actually transpired. But just from the standpoint of, you know what I'm saying? You know, a guy that we're really dependent on, counting on, you don't want no distractions from nobody, man. Anybody be able to come in and say, you know, you're creating a distraction. That's not what you want. Especially a guy that's supposed to come in. This is your last year. Highly recruited out of high school. A guy that, you know, we're going to be dependent on, like I said. So, you know, if I'm his teammate, I'm just in his ear, making sure he got his head on straight, right? Like, locked in. Like I said, we locked in, not locked up. And so I think that's just what it's going to come down to. Coach, maybe, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I don't know what kind of discipline is going to come behind that, because I don't have all the facts, like I said. But just from a culture standpoint, putting your foot down, you know what I'm saying? And hey, this is what we do here at Auburn. This is how things is going to be. Just because, you know, from the last staff, or not even just the staff, or the last head coach, I would say, he lost the locker room, especially towards the end of his tenure. It was reports of, you know, guys in the locker room pretty much doing whatever they wanted to do. And, you know, you got to understand, these young guys got all this kind of money now. And we want these guys to get paid, but it comes with a different set of responsibility. It does. And so, like I said, man, just distractions. That's what it comes down to, distractions. I don't think it'll be an issue as far as, you know what I'm saying, suspensions, anything like that. But just, we don't want no distractions right now. This is time to get better. It's time for us to be growing as a team. Continuing, we got so much momentum building and recruiting. I know the guys working hard behind the scenes, you know what I'm saying? Summer workouts that will lead us into the fall camp. And so, like I said, distractions, man. This is the time for us to be working in silence. So when we get to the fall, our play on the field is loud. So we don't want to be making no kind of headlines for any kind of reason. And so that's all I got to say about that. And lastly, it was reported yesterday that Texas Tech quarterback Brandon Sorsby was granted an injunction from a judge in Texas that will allow him to be eligible this fall. He had previously been banned from the NCAA for violations related to gambling. And yeah, I, man, when I first saw this, I honestly couldn't believe it, just because this is not really something we ever really seen before. Like, this man placed over 9,000 bets while in school, you know, like 40 involving his own team while he was at Indiana. Like, what? Like, I mean, I'm just sitting there like, what the hell are we doing? Like, when it comes to the NCAA, like, we've already had conversations about, you know, college football needs more structure related to how these guys are getting paid, when guys can transfer, this, that, and the third. And so now you have this. And it's like, never mind the fact that he obviously has a problem. And like, you know, all jokes aside, you know, I hope he gets the help that he needs. Like, I'm aware that he reportedly completed some 30-day program, you know, related to, you know, his gambling addiction. But at the end of the day, the rules are the rules. And they make them very, 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 very clear. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you know how many compliance meetings and team meetings we had, and how many times it was broken down for us what we could and couldn't do, and what would happen if we placed bets in the NCAA while we were student athletes? Like, we had multiple meetings per semester about this. It is well known and well documented that you can forget, like, what you were even betting on. Like, you can't bet at all. And you know this. So for him to basically get away with flicking the NCAA off 9,000 times, over 9,000 times, is insane. It's insane. And so this judge granted him an injunction yesterday. And this judge doesn't have direct ties to Texas Tech. But after doing a little digging, it appears that the appeal judge is due. And so I just find that very coincidental, very, very funny. And so it's just like, what are we doing when it comes to NCAA, man? Like, this is all a sport we all used to love. And it's like, it's becoming a circus. It's like unrecognizable. And it happens so fast. Like, what is going on? And so everybody is pissed, rightfully so. Rumors of some teams in the Big 12, you know, strongly considering boycotting games versus them, maybe. Like, I don't know. I don't really think that's ultimately the answer. Because honestly, if I'm a player, like, I would want to go kick his ass personally. But that's just me. But I understand, you know, why teams wouldn't want to play them. And, you know what I'm saying? If that's the route they want to go down, I respect it. But I do wonder if it's like, you know, it made me start to think, because I'm like, you know, they got an ineligible player really playing. And it's like, you know, if they go on the road at the wrong time, playing the wrong team, you know what I'm saying? Is the game going to be ref properly? I don't know. You know, is there going to be any remembering of this by the committee if they're like a one or two loss team, maybe? Are they going to get the benefit of the doubt? I doubt it. You know what I'm saying? Like, is the NCAA just going to allow it? Are they? So, I mean, it's so many questions that still got to get answered. And it's still just so much that has to come down the road from the fallout of this stuff. So it's like, it's really just a wait and see kind of thing. But as of this moment, he is eligible. He will be playing in 2026, which in and of itself is crazy. And so, yeah, it just makes you think, man, like, everything just went so left and so sideways with NCAA so quick. And like, all of this is just really bad for college football. It's bad. It's really bad. And it's like I said, there's already so many issues as it is, but for his lawyer to then turn, like, this is the part that really blew me. When his lawyer was talking about, was saying that it would cause him imminent and irreparable damage if he didn't play. It's like, damn. Like that's just, you know, punishment. Like, you know, the second you step foot on college campus, you can't place no bets. You know that. So if you place bets, you willing to accept the consequences, and you was willing to place over 9,000 of them. So it's like, what are we doing? You know, I was taught, my dad taught me, as a man, you accept what comes with all of your decisions. And everything you do and say has consequences. And so as a man, you have to be willing to accept those. Right, wrong, or indifferent. So, you know what I'm saying? You, as a young man, decided to place that many bets for that much money, and then for the NCAA to do what they did, and then just for him to be able to, you know, sue the NCAA and have a judge in Texas, you know, basically grant him an injunction. It just opens up a nasty can of worms to come for the NCAA, honestly. And yeah, just kind of just leaving me, honestly, flabbergasted, dumbfounded, just kind of wondering, like, what happened to the NCAA that I came into? Like, when I was coming as a freshman, like, things were just so different, and so much has changed in just a matter of less than a decade. Like, you had to sit out a year to transfer. It was none of this extra stuff. It was, you definitely couldn't gamble. Back in 2017, if they would have caught somebody gambling, injunction, what? You see what I'm saying? So, like, yeah, everything is just so different. Yeah, let me know your thoughts. What are your thoughts on this? Let me know in the comments, because we've never seen anything like this before, like I said, with the NCAA and everything transpiring. So, yeah, we'll just have to see how that unfolds, how teams respond to that, and, yeah, just how everything continues to transpire for him, because this would be his last year. So we'll see if he ends up making it to the fall. That's all we got for today, folks. I appreciate you tuning in. If you like this episode, make sure you like, share, and subscribe. Again, I'm your host, Chandler Wooten, former linebacker, team captain, and NFL vet. And this is Landing on the Plains. Until next time, and as always, War Eagle.